Good morning, Rabbi Sai. I think yesterday we had seen that the first half of Hadarach HaChamishi V'Aseret Teshuva. So maybe let's continue here again. It's in Os Yudalid V'Ro'i L'chol Yirei Elokim. Yirei Elokim L'maid Ba'asokav Lios Rayonov Nichatim. It means that one's mindset should be one of Yerav Afachad. To set aside times, both morning and day, then a person should seclude himself and engage in cheshbon hanefesh. The instructions Rabbeinu Yonah here provides us of the Kviyasitim Bayom Valayla should be appreciated both and understood both pragmatically as well as conceptually. Pragmatically, it's something that a person should practically be engaging in this cheshbon hanefesh day and night. But what that represents conceptually is that when you have something which is yom and laila, it represents tmidius. Let's say Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah is Bayom Balayla, Bagisa Bayom Balayla. And again, there too, A, it's telling us what to do practically. Even if a person only has X amount of hours within the 24-hour day to learn, he has to try to find that some of that X should be in the day, some of that X should be at night. So practically it means that. But what it represents conceptually is because Talmud Torah is supposed to be a constant in a person's life. There's a tmidius to Talmud Torah. And by not letting either a unit of day or a unit of night elapse without Talmud Torah, that's the way the person establishes their presence in his life. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us also, that Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Cheshbon HaNefesh, conceptually is something tmidi. Something tmidi. So Rabbeinu Yonah is paraphrasing from Megillas Eicha, Nachbaso Adrachenu V'Nachkora. What's pshat in that pasuk? When Yirmiyahu Navi says that the two verbs of nachbasa and nachkora, we're not quite up to there yet. When the Gemara finds the mokor for b'dikas chametz lo haner, so part of the derivation is from chipus. Chipus means an exacting search. A person's looking even for small bits of chametz. He's not only looking for a whole loaf of bread. A person's looking for half a cookie also. Looking for small pieces of chametz. Chipus is a careful, painstaking, exacting search. What's nachkora? To investigate? Investigate already means to try to establish context and to try to frame what happened. If the chippus allows us to recognize and identify our chatoim, the nachkora tries to place them in context. If I did something, for some reason. There's some midah within me that expressed itself that way. V'darashtu v'chakarta in Eidus means to establish zman u'mokom. It means to establish context. So when we make our cheshbon nefesh, what Yirmeyahu HaNavi tells us and what Rabbeinu Yona here is reflecting is that A, we have to just look on a very concrete level. I said this, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't say this, but I should have said it. I did this, I didn't do that. I didn't do this. I should have done it, etc. Chippus. But then I have to understand why it happened. And I need to understand why it happened and how it happened for two reasons. Number one, because the tshuva is not only, as the Rambam tells in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, is not only on the concrete level of actions, but it's on the level of midos, ra'os as well. So I need to know what the root cause and source of the chait is. The chait on the level of action is often just a projection and reflection of chait on the level of midos. So I need to identify that, but I also need to identify it not only to know what I'm doing tshuva for, but to know how I'm doing tshuva. In order for tshuva to be successful, so we need to strategize. As sincere as the resolve is that I'm not going to do this again, if that resolve is not accompanied by strategic planning, by how am I going to improve? How am I going to refine this midah? What's my approach? So then the sincerity, notwithstanding, it's questionable if it will succeed. But if I understand what happened, why it happened, how it happened, and I understand what I need to do differently, I know what hanhogas I need to put into place. I know what safeguards I need to put into place. I know what my approach is. Then the tshuva can, be'ezus Hashem, be successful. L'kadem ha'shmuros, the Rambam also describes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Sorry, just one second. The inyan of l'kadem ashmuros of l'kadem balayla is on one level, it's an eis ratzon, sort of in terms of a skuladika level, that it's an eis ratzon. On a more nigladika, level, what it represents is that if the day ordinarily begins at dawn, at daybreak, so by is adding to his avoda as opposed to just diverting, and B, there's something urgent. There's something that can't wait. Ulhisasig v'darke ha'tshuva v'kishon ha'maisa v'lishpoch siach. The pasuk which describes the Seres Yimei Tshuva, which defines the Seres Yimei Tshuva, is Dirshu Hashem b'motzo ko'u b'yoso ko'arov. Dirshu means through tshuva, and kra'uhu means through tefillah. So a Seres Yimei Tshuva, as part of the tshuva, is a zman of tefillah. It's a special zman of tefillah. Lishpoch siach. Allah says tefillah rina. That's remarkable. Right? Rina is song. It's not bakasha, right? Lishmo al harina v'al tefillah. Rina is song. A Seres Yimei Tshuva is not only a time for tefillah in the sense of bakosha. It's also a time for rina, for song. Heyos, that the din of one side of the coin of Seres Yimei Tshuva is the din, but the other side of that same coin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't done us from afar, and he's certainly not done us in absentia. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, so he, as it were, he comes face to face. Whenever there's din, there's behimotso and there's biyosokarov. Which is why, as sobering as the din is and should be, simultaneously, it's not only tefillah, it's also rina, because of the opportunity to be Doresh Hashem Bihimotso, to be Korah Biyosokov. V'ha'es es rotzon v'atfilin nishmazbo. Ke'inyan shenem ha'be'es rotzon anisicha u'biyom Yeshua azarticha. V'amu rabosenu zal dirshu Hashem Bihimotso o elasa o yom sheben ha'shashan l'yom ha'kipurim. U'mitzvus asim min ha'toro l'hoyer odem esrucho lachzo b'tshuva b'yom ha'kipurim. This is one of two places where Rabbeinu Yonah famously says there's a special mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. He returns to this again in Shar HaRevi. Shenam mikol chatosech and lifnei Hashem titaru. And Rabbeinu Yonah there is sort of machriach pshat in the pasuk. Lifnei Hashem titaru, the titaru is an imperative. It's not just that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechaper for everything, you will be purified. But it's rather, it's an imperative. Purify yourselves. That's how the pasuk should be understood. How do we know that's pshat in the pasuk? Rabbeinu Yonah says, because we know from the Chilukei Kapara that Yom Kippur doesn't complete the kapara for everything. If Achmana Litzlan there are veros chamuros, so then the Kaparas Yom Kippurim needs to be supplemented. So when Yonah says, what does it mean, Mikol Chatosechem Lifnei Hashem Tetaru? It means, no, a mitzvah on the level of Chatosechem. How does this differ then from the mitzvah's tshuva all year long? There's a mitzvah to do tshuva all year long, right at the very beginning of Shah Rishon. When Yonah quotes, V'limdom V'hizirim Losha V'lov Ki Yechtu Ulo, So the Pashto says that there's more than one answer, but at least one answer, the Chovah, is that all year long, the Chi of Tshuva is only when I'm aware of Chait. If I'm unaware of Chait, there's no chiyuv to be dorish v'choker, to be looking to see if there's chait that I missed, that didn't register with me. On Yom Kippurim, the mitzvah is lahoyer esrucho, lachzor b'tshuva, that there's a chiyuv, even if, I don't know, even if a person would think, nah, I just on Erev Yom Kippur, I just did tshuva for everything. And Yom Kippur, the chiyuv that a person should be looking, similar to the chiyuv be'es tzara, the same way be'es tzara, the tzara is mechayiv a person to make a cheshbon ha'nefesh, to see, to identify possible chait. So too Yom Kippurim. If you take a look in Shahar Revi Os Yud Zayin, V'almasha Omer Rabbeinu Zal Ki Al Krisas V'Meses Bezdin Tshuva V'Yom Kippurim Tolem V'Yisurim Memarken Yesh Sheila V'Halokosav Mikol Chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem Tetor. So doesn't the Torah say that Yom Kippur completes the Kapara process for all Chatoim? Hatshuva No, Titar is not you will, but you should. So here, Ben Yonah seems to be, again, what we said, that what's added and what's distinctive about mitzvah tshuva and Yom Kippurim above and beyond the mitzvah all year long, again, is the nachbasa d'achena v'nachkora, is the chiyuv to proactively make a cheshbon ha'nefesh, even if there isn't a yediyah sachet, even if there isn't a hakara sachet. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll resume around 11:30. Okay, thank you, Rav Asa. Have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.